WYRV Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, final round, double hour of power. Lick Us and Win Wednesday. Joe doing foreign history. I'm doing rock and roll, featuring or focusing on the 80s. 766-9370. Either category. If we don't know it, we'll get you hooked up with foreigner tickets. See, that's why Joe picked foreign history.
Mm-hmm.
That show is going to happen August 29th over at the Ironstone Amphitheater Vineyard. So, all right, let's start with Rick. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, good. We're doing good, brother.
Lick us a win, Rick. Right. What do you got?
All right, just for dog, you know, probably an easy question because you're a rocker. One of my favorite bands ever, Pink Floyd. So they've been around 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, you say that I'm a rocker, and then you come with Pink Floyd, man. Okay,
you're going to say they're not rockers.
Well, I'm just, they're soft rockers.
Okay.
They were doing. Here's what happened. They had this whole thing figured out, and then Kenny G came along and just stole their thunder. Silhouette, man. It just took the wind right out of Pink Floyd's sails.
I can see what you mean. Yeah, I agree with that.
Kenny G, a fantastic golfer, but back to your Pink Floyd question.
Is he really?
Oh, no, he is. He's badass. Yeah, he's badass, Kenny G. He made all that money playing that damn clarinet, you know, or that what did he play? Was it saxophone or clarinet?
That's a jazz flute.
Oh, it's a jazz. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. My apologies, Josephine. It's a jazz flute.
No, it's a clarinet, I think, or something.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Whatever he plays.
Saxophone.
It is. It's a saxophone that looks like a clarinet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he plays. A straight sax.
It's a saxonet. It's a clarophone.
It's a saxophone.
Play a tune on your clarophone. Your saxonet. What is that?
Sorry, Rick. Give us the Pink Floyd question.
Rick?
What happened? Did I put him on hold?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, Rick, give us your question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so get right to the question. Pink Floyd, so David Gilmour is one of my favorite guitarists. He took over for the lead guitarist who, you know, apparently went insane. And they had several songs in his honor after his death in 2006. Shine On, You Crazy Diamond, and Wish You Were Here. Who was the original guitarist and even what they say is the guy who named the band?
I know, and I can't. Is his name something Sid?
I'm going to have to be more specific.
Yeah, it's Sid. Is it Sid Barrett?
Oh, my God. You got it, man.
Yeah.
And so Sid Barrett.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sid Barrett, yep.
All right. I appreciate the question. Was it Kenny G?
Kenny G for 10.
Let's go to Garrett. Garrett, you got foreign history for Joe. Lick us and win.
Yes, first-time caller.
Whoa, oh, Garrett. Yeah, wrong history. Yeah, right.
Welcome, bro.
So, my question is in regards to England, so it should be pretty easy. The Hundred Years' War between England and France, how many years did it last?
The Hundred Years' War between England and France lasted 103 years.
I'll give you a hint. It is not 100.
Yeah.
103 years.
Yeah. So, Joe, you say it's not 100. Joe's going to add an additional 3.
Yeah.
A war that lasted more than
a century.
Yes, a century long plus 3-year war.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that it lasted 7 will be my guess, but Joe says 103.
It was 116.
Oh, whoa!
How you like them apples?
Really?
That's a hell of a war.
Oh, my, that's not even a war. What do you call that?
I mean, after the first 25 years, you think to yourself, gosh, we're fighting a pretty even-keeled competitor here. Then you get 60, 70 years into it, and you think, I don't know if we're going to be able to find a winner, but you get 116 years into a war, you've got to just call it, I think, at that point in time.
Dad, do you love me? No, I simply had sex with your mother because I'm sending you to war, and you're going to do the same for your kids as his kids will do for his.
For the next 27 generations.
Yeah, wow. 116-year-long war.
God, the people in charge are awful human beings, aren't they?
Wow.
Made people fight for that long.
Hey, what year would we have learned that in school?
Fifth grade, probably.
I believe it was.
No, not fifth grade.
Seventh?
Yeah, I thought it would have been like junior high school.
Oh, God, I was 2 years off. No, not fifth grade. It was more like sixth.
I don't remember any. I could care less what happened over there.
That clearly happened in fourth.
I just, you know what? Take Monty Python off the air and fix your accents if you want me to care about your land or your culture or your history. It's just awful over there.
You want to know why we packed up and left?
Yeah.
Because you're fighting for 116 years with the same country.
Hey, we got to get out of here, Martha, because you know what, man? These French and these English are going to start another war, and it might go 300. Wow. Hey, God, we'll get you in. Let's go to Dan. Dan, rock and roll, finally. Speak my lingo.
Dog, I got one for you. In 1983, when I graduated high school, everybody in my class decided they wanted to go to the Disneyland trip. Well, me and my buddies decided we wanted to go to the US Festival. Can you name 5 of the 7 bands that were a rock and roll day for the US Festival?
Well, Van Halen was there. God, you want me to name 5 of the 7?
You'd be doing something.
7. It was some good bands.
Was Ted Nugent one?
Negative.
Okay. Was it Van Halen? Were Boston, were they there?
Negative.
Okay. Well, Van Halen was there, and that's it. I'm out. I don't know.
I think it's good that you named one.
I graduated in 90, man. I mean, come on. Who was there?
This is an 80s rock and roll question. Well, Judas Priest, Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, Quiet Riot, Scorpions, Triumph, and, of course, Mr. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
And the boys.
Yeah.
Wow, 1983. Wow. Huh. Okay, fair enough.
Great.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, I have that video performance of Van Halen on VHS. A listener gave it to me years ago.
From the US Festival?
Yeah, from the US Festival, yeah. Hang on. We'll get you in. Good question. Let's go to Evan. Evan, Lickerson Wynn.
All right, so my question is a two-part question.
Okay.
In what year did John Frusciante join the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Well, what's the second part?
The second part is, who was the guitarist that he replaced?
Who died? Was Frusciante the one that died?
No, he's the one that left in the 90s and then came back. And he made, Californication.
Who was the one that had the sisters that hung out with Prince, Wendy and Lisa and them? Was that Frusciante or was that the guy that died?
I think it was the guy who died.
Okay, so what year did Frusciante join the Peppers?
Yep.
92. Ooh, man, 92 or 3, I want to say.
That was when he left.
Oh, is that when he left? Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, 85. I don't know.
It was 1988. He joined the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And he left in 93 and then came back again when?
So John Frusciante joined in 88, and then he left in 92. And then Dave Navarro in the 90s replaced him. And then 1998, 1999 is when he came back. And that's when they did Californication. They took off for like another 10 years.
Got ya.
I don't know. Like when I got that Syd Barrett thing, the Pink Floyd question earlier, I had heard that just because it's been around. But I don't know anything about the Chili Peppers. I really don't.
No?
I never got into them. I was never a big fan. I just don't know anything about them. It's a good question, but I didn't know it, so hang on. I don't know why you'd want to go see Foreigner. I mean, if you're into, the Chili Peps, but I guess you like the classic rock.
Well, he partied enough with Chili Peps. He's got double vision.
Well, boy, that was urgent. Chris, last one. You got Foreign History. Lick us and win.
Hey, guys. First time caller.
Oh, my God. Look at that, brother.
All right.
Welcome.
And this one's for Joe. I was wondering, what year was the Magna Carta signed?
16-something.
The what?
The Magna Carta.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What is it?
It's the great charter that eventually set up that the king is beholden to his country. They're not just, they can't just rule like a dictator, that they do have an actual obligation.
All right. I don't think I've ever even heard that word before. But anyway, go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to say 1613.
Oh, strong guess.
You're about 4 off. It was 12:15.
Very strong guess.
No, not even close.
We're spent. We're done.
Better
You're
question
in.
Would have been, what is the Magna Carta?
Yeah, that would have been better. Hang on, we'll get you in. Your chance to see Foreigner. Show's going to happen July 29th over at Iron Stone. Here's Boston on the River.